Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It's Lonely at the Top CEO Strategies for Inspiring Yourself and Your Team is a practical executive leadership guide by Nancy McKay, founder and CEO of McKay CEO Forums. The book addresses the pressures faced by CEOs, presidents, C-suite leaders, business owners, and aspiring senior executives who must deliver results while managing isolation, self-doubt, burnout, and the expectation to inspire others. Its central premise is that durable leadership begins with self-leadership. Leaders must learn to sustain their own clarity, confidence, and energy before they can credibly lead a top team. The book fits within the business leadership and executive coaching genre, but its emphasis is narrower and more targeted than general management advice. Rather than treating inspiration as charisma or public communication, McKay frames it as a daily leadership discipline connected to purpose, trust, peer support, and personal well-being. The result is a roadmap for leading with impact without normalizing exhaustion as the cost of success. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-leadership as the starting point for credible executive influence. A core idea of the book is that CEOs cannot sustainably inspire others if they are disconnected from their own source of direction, confidence, and resilience. This shifts the focus from leadership techniques aimed at employees to the internal operating system of the executive. McKay presents self-leadership as a necessary prior condition for team leadership because senior leaders set emotional tone, decision quality, and cultural expectations through their own behavior. If a CEO is reactive, depleted, or unclear, those patterns can spread through the organization even when strategic plans appear sound. The book's emphasis on mastering self-leadership is therefore not a personal development detour, but a governance issue the leader's inner state affects organizational performance. This perspective is especially relevant at the top, where feedback is filtered and decisions carry high consequences. By treating self-inspiration as a disciplined practice rather than a mood, the book encourages executives to manage their own motivation deliberately, making leadership less dependent on external validation or short-term wins. Secondly, executive isolation as a structural problem rather than a personal weakness. The title points to one of the book's most distinctive concerns: loneliness at the top is not merely an emotional complaint, but a predictable feature of senior leadership. CEOs often have fewer safe places to discuss uncertainty, conflict, or fear because direct reports may interpret vulnerability politically, boards may focus on performance, and peers inside the company may lack comparable responsibility. McKay's background in CEO peer forums informs the book's treatment of this problem. The implied solution is not casual networking but confidential, high-trust peer support that allows leaders to test assumptions, receive perspective, and reduce the distortion that comes from making decisions in isolation. This matters because isolation can magnify self-doubt and encourage either over-control or avoidance. The book frames connection with credible peers as a practical leadership resource, not a sign that the CEO lacks independence. Its reasoning is concrete: better input, honest reflection, and shared accountability can improve both personal resilience and strategic judgment. Thirdly, daily self-inspiration as a repeatable executive discipline. McKay's approach treats inspiration less as a rare breakthrough and more as a practice that can be renewed regularly. For executives, this distinction is important because leadership demands do not wait for ideal conditions. CEOs are expected to communicate conviction during uncertainty, maintain focus amid competing priorities, and help teams stay aligned through pressure. The book's emphasis on daily self-inspiration suggests that leaders need routines or reflective habits that reconnect them with purpose, priorities, and confidence before they engage their teams. The concept is practical because motivation at the top can be eroded by constant problem-solving, ambiguous feedback, and the burden of final accountability. A leader who intentionally restores perspective is less likely to depend on crisis energy or external praise. This topic also connects to confidence-building. Confidence is not presented as ego or certainty, but as the capacity to act from clarity despite incomplete information. In that sense, self-inspiration becomes a stabilizing mechanism for executive decision-making. Fourthly, trust and impact as alternatives to ego-driven leadership. The book distinguishes inspired leadership from leadership centered on status, control, or ego. This is an important positioning because many executive environments reward visible authority and performance intensity. Yet those same habits can reduce trust and limit team contribution. McKay's framework points leaders toward impact, which means assessing leadership by the quality of influence created in the organization rather than by personal dominance. Trust becomes central because a top team cannot function well if members withhold information, avoid disagreement, or rely on the CEO for every major judgment. A CEO who leads from ego may appear decisive but can unintentionally suppress candor. By contrast, trust-based leadership allows strategic issues to surface earlier and enables more distributed ownership. The book's argument is concrete organizations become more effective when leaders build conditions in which people can contribute honestly and align around meaningful outcomes. This makes inspiration operational rather than ornamental. It is not just about energizing speeches. It is about creating a culture where confidence, candor, and purpose reinforce one another. Lastly, sustaining high performance without treating burnout as inevitable. Another major theme is the refusal to frame personal sacrifice as the unavoidable price of executive success. CEOs and business owners often normalize exhaustion because the role carries relentless demands and because admitting strain may seem incompatible with authority. McKay's book challenges that assumption by linking well-being to leadership effectiveness. The argument is not that executives should avoid pressure, but that they need methods for sustaining energy and judgment under pressure. Burnout, disconnection, and self-doubt are treated as risks that can weaken leadership capacity, not as badges of commitment. This theme is practical because senior leaders make decisions that affect employees, customers, investors, and families. Diminished clarity at the top can have broad consequences. The book's value lies in presenting well-being and performance as interdependent. A rested, grounded, and connected executive is better positioned to inspire a team than one operating from depletion. At the same time, the book remains within executive leadership rather than clinical treatment, so its usefulness is strongest as a leadership framework and reflective guide. In conclusion, It's Lonely at the Top is best suited for CEOs, presidents, founders, business owners, C-suite executives, and senior leaders preparing for larger responsibility. It will also be useful for executive coaches and leadership advisors who work with clients facing isolation, decision fatigue, or the challenge of keeping a top team aligned. Its practical benefit is that it reframes inspiration as something leaders must cultivate in themselves before expecting it from others. Readers can gain a clearer vocabulary for the loneliness of executive work, a stronger case for confidential peer support, and a more sustainable model of confidence that does not rely on ego or constant external validation. Intellectually, the book contributes to leadership literature by placing the inner life of the CEO at the center of organizational performance. Compared with broader management books that focus mainly on strategy, communication, or team execution, McKay's guide stands out for its targeted attention to the CEO's personal operating capacity. It is realistic about pressure at the top without romanticizing overwork. Its differentiating strength is the integration of self-leadership, peer learning, trust-based culture, and well-being into one executive framework. Readers seeking a highly technical strategy manual may need other resources. But those looking for a practical guide to sustaining inspired leadership will find a focused and relevant contribution. If you would like to support Nancy McKay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.